Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We start with a luxury hotel that has now decided to convert to luxury apartments.
That's right. As we've discussed recently, hotel occupancy rates are dramatically down this year due to the pandemic. And the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga is one of the first ones we've heard about that's changing its operating model. As of November 1st, it'll transition to apartments and extended stay rentals, and it will rebrand as the Pavilion Grand Executive Apartments. The hotel opened just 6 years ago and saw strong demand for its luxury accommodations, including 8 two-story penthouse suites that went for up to $2,500 a night during racing season. The Pavilion Grand is now hoping to appeal to two types of customers, those who want to stay a week or more while visiting the area, and those who want the services of a high-end hotel but have the comfort and furnishings of their own apartment. The smallest rooms are 600 square feet, which is almost twice the size of a typical hotel room, and all include full kitchens. The largest penthouse is a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with 2,200 square feet. Monthly rates for the unfurnished apartments will range from $1,750 for studios up to $3,900 for a penthouse, including utilities. And weekly rates for extended stay units will start at $2,100 during peak season from June to October and will go as high as $6,700 for a penthouse. The Pavilion Grand reports interest already for both types of stays.
From there, let's talk about the Capital Region Chamber and the affiliation that's happening.
Last month, the chamber members approved the idea of the affiliation, and then this week, investors in the Center for Economic Growth have agreed to affiliate. Under the affiliation, CEG would retain its identity and remain a legal entity whose sole member would be the Capital Region Chamber. CEG will have its own board of directors and representation on the chamber board. The organization will publicly operate as an affiliated entity starting in January of 2021. Mark Egan, CEO of the Chamber, will lead CEG as CEO and president. Egan plans to hire a senior economic development executive to oversee CEG's portfolio of work. The Center for Economic Growth is a nonprofit economic development organization that works to market the region to attract investments, and they provide services to help businesses grow, such as advising businesses on sites and incentives, providing regional economic data, and supporting regional economic development strategies.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Joins us on Fridays. To read more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.